On Perth 6PR, this is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson.
It's 10 to 4. We've had to shuffle things around a little bit with this breaking news this afternoon. I'll catch up with Mark Whiteman from Ray White Real Estate after 4 today. But Mia Davies has surprised all by announcing today she will resign as leader of the Nats and opposition. David Honey is the leader of the Liberal Party and joins me live on 6PR. Did it surprise you as well, David? Good afternoon.
Yeah, well, good afternoon to you, Ollie, and your listeners as well. Look, yeah, it did surprise me. And I, you know, first up, I really want to thank Mia for the outstanding job she's done in her 2 years as opposition leader. She's just a really talented person, and it's been a real pleasure to work with her.
When did you find out she was resigning?
Oh, I found her a bit earlier today before she did the press conference, and I understand you know, it was a surprise to her colleagues as well, but look, you know, her prerogative to make that call and do those things when she wants to do them. And as I say, just someone who's a, you know, great experience in Parliament, and has been a real pleasure as the leader of the opposition in State Parliament. And you know, Ollie, you know, it's a small team. We've got a huge job, and it's been really important that we work closely together.
What happens now, David? Do you put your hand up? Do you become the new leader of the opposition?
That's not the call you get to make. The leader of the opposition formally is the leader of the next major party in the lower house. And of course, as you know, we were smashed in the last election, and the National Party have 4 members in the lower house and we have 2. So it's up to the National Party to choose the leader of the opposition. You know, now, if there was some other arrangement, that would be by negotiation, but formally that role goes to the leader of the National Party of the day.
So Shane Love, Peter Rundle, Mem Beard, who do the best job?
Look, they're all great members. Obviously, Mem's pretty new to Parliament, but boy, she's really stood up in her role. That's up to the National Party. It would be very unwise of me to speculate on that, Ollie.
Well, it's interesting in Mia Davies' statement. She says it'll require leadership from someone that intends to continue you beyond 2025. Do you have those plans yourself, David Honey?
Yeah, look, I said when I came into the role that I would do that role for 12 years. And, you know, that was my goal or around that time. And I will say at the moment, I think that having members with parliamentary experience is going to be absolutely critical as we go forward, particularly after 2025. I mean, if we do our job properly, we're going to have a mob of new members coming in, and, you know, we're going to have to build a whole team.
Realistically, are you any chance of defeating the McGowan government in 2 years?
Look, that is always our goal. And, Ollie, they're failing at every level. I mean, we've got a state Labor government. You know, yep, they got a reputation, and the Premier in particular got a reputation for being hard on the borders. But I'd just challenge anyone to tell me anything they've done outside of that. They've, you know, at every level, whether it's health, whether it's education, whether it's law and order, whether it's housing in particular, you know, they're failing at all those levels. And their poster child, the major project, the Metronet, 6 years in, haven't delivered a single one of the projects that they initiated. So, you know, they're struggling, and we're seeing more and more of that. And on top of that, the least transparent government in the history of the state. I mean, which really reflects in an arrogance and contempt for Western Australians and Parliament. So, yeah, and we'll be presenting ourselves as an alternative government. Yeah, we've got the hard work ahead of us, Ollie. We know that. We're not living in some fairyland. You know, we're working hard right now on policies and articulating, you know, which will enable us to articulate the things that we believe and the things that we want to do when we're in government. And importantly, getting great candidates. And I can say one of the real pleasures I've had over the last couple of years is just the number of really high quality people who want to put their hand up. I'm very optimistic about that going forward.
Well, they're struggling, you say, but you're leaderless. Do you think Mia Davies could have informed colleagues before Christmas and given whoever will lead the opposition in a couple of weeks' time back into Parliament at least 6 weeks to get their feet under the desk?
Oh, look, we just work really closely together as a whole team. It's not as if we sort of sit there waiting for the, you know, for the leader to do things. I mean, yes, Mia's been in that very important leadership role, but we work really closely together. I doubt that the Liberal and National Party have ever worked as closely as we have over the last 2 years, and we're always in contact with each other. You know, We obviously have our formal meetings in our parliamentary setting, but outside that we do joint planning meetings and the like. So I don't think it's going to change that. And, you know, this is obviously an intensely personal decision for me. I can imagine it would have been an agonising decision for us. I can understand that, you know, it's something you would sort of agonise over an um and ah. So, look, good luck to her. She's a fantastic person. And, of course, she's not leaving Parliament, Ollie. She's going to be there for another 2 years. So we'll be working really closely together. We'll still have the value, you know, the her valuable experience contributing to the team. So, look, we'll continue on as a really good opposition. I mean, I think we've done a good job of holding the government to account, and we've got to work even harder over the next couple of years.
If the opposition, if the opportunity does arise, though, would you like to lead the opposition into the election?
Oh, well, look, you know, as leader of the Liberal Party, clearly that's what you would want to do. But as I say, you know, our focus is not on any of these sort of internal matters, if you like. It's about really, you know, focusing on the Labor Party and the failures of the Labor Party and getting our own affairs in order in terms of policy and candidates. So, you know, we'll see what comes in terms of arrangements leading into the election, but that's not our focus. It's not my focus. My focus is purely on holding this Labor government to account and then making sure we're best prepared when we get to 2025.
David Honey, appreciate your time. Thank you.
No, I really appreciate your time, calling as well, Ollie. Thanks very much. Cheers.
The Liberal leader, David Honey, joining us this afternoon on that announcement. Mia Davies will quit as opposition leader and she'll quit as the leader of the Nationals. What happens next? 133-882. It's 3.5 to 4.